If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Excited to have on the line, I will say, the top personality in the world of wrestling, top ambassador for it. He's a relatively local guy right here in the Midwest, a state champion from West Bend East over there at Parkside, one of the top rated wrestlers in the country over there. And then also, and I think this is very important, just a guy that has been pushing the envelope on whether it's the outreach side, the branding side, the social media side. I think he could have been successful doing anything, but he chose, and thankful to the sport wrestling. It's the one and only Caden Henschel. Caden, welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, this is a blessing.
Yeah, well, yes, it is. But you know what? In the world of modesty, I think it's a blessing for all the listeners to be able to hear you. So many people see the content, you know that, everything that you're putting out, have been putting out for so many years. Before we got on the air live, you were talking a little bit about the start for you. A family that has been in and around wrestling. Your dad was a wrestler. I think even your grandpa was a wrestler. You started very young. So you knew that you were going to get into the wrestling side of it. But even at a young age, you were already kind of pushing the envelope on sharing it, right? On getting the word out there, the social media.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I loved creating content, and just, that was a good way that, I could kind of relate to others around me. So something I truly enjoyed.
There's a lot of sports that get a lot of attention, more attention than wrestling. But I have always thought, because, wrestling happens in every community all around the country, that there's an untapped potential, an untapped fan base, but nobody necessarily knew that. Just your thoughts as you were doing this, because I remember you and I talked and communicated back when I think you were doing those instructional videos in high school, right? Where you were like trying to help people be better, learn more about wrestling, always working to bring more to the sport. Just your thoughts on that, on choosing wrestling, and did you know that it had that potential?
Of course. I mean, I think at the end of the day, stories is what, drives attention. I think just sharing my journey and just showing what I've done to be successful and also not successful, just kind of share that, everything is real. You can't really fake it in sport.
When you think about some of the feedback that you've gotten, was that what kept you going to do it? Everybody at this point, even my kids, some of them pretty young, have their own Instagram account to whatever extent that does for them. Was it the feedback that you got, like people interested in what it is that you were doing? Was that what kind of kept you going? Were there ever times where you were like, I don't know if I feel like doing it today, or did people keep you going? Because I got to say, wrestling is one thing, but your personality really lent itself to being fun as well.
Sure. No, absolutely. I think feedback definitely has always been a big thing to keep me going, especially like on times when, heck, I don't want to post something, or I don't want to make a certain piece of content. And it's like, who am I doing this for? I want to make content that my younger self would truly like and benefit from. So that's what I kind of try to do here on the daily and kind of grow from there.
Yeah. Okay. So now it seems normal, but back then I feel like you were a pioneer, not only to do it in the world of wrestling, but also on the branding side. Even when you were like a kid and you're eating a certain kind of candy bar or whatever, you probably got some feedback from maybe that company or that manufacturer. At what point did Caden Henschel, or was it right away? Were you like, a sophomore in high school thinking, hey, this is going to be a big business one day? Or maybe you thought you'd be an insurance salesman. I don't know. But at what point did you realize, hey, this is really working out?
Yeah, no, I did always want content creation and everything to, be basically my career. And one thing that I think that I really, truly loved was the fact that you can collaborate with anyone in the sport. Like, it made no sense for me, straight out of high school, next thing I'm, making videos with these, top level NCAA champs and world caliber level guys. And, next thing now we have basically a shoe deal with, Wyatt Hendrickson coming off a national championship and now on the world team.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, like, how does that happen? So it's one thing to endorse someone else's product. Hey, this hydration drink or this nutritional supplement, and to do that, that seems pretty natural, seems pretty easy. At what point did you say, hey, you know what? We want to control the whole thing. We want to make our own stuff. And you know what? Shoes, that's kind of tough, right? It isn't like you're making t-shirts or something. Talk a little bit about just that process, because that is, there's a lot of moving parts there.
Of course, yeah. No, it's definitely like a full team effort, and I have a partner who I'm super blessed to be with, Brock, and he basically does all the helping with communication with manufacturing and shipping it out, and, you know, we both collaborate on the design process and the marketing of it, and, you know, we just love shoes. We love just creating them, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's just we want to have a product that wrestlers truly love to wear, and also just the meaning behind things. You know, that was a big thing for us.
You know, wrestling has got some just sort of historic product lines that just been around for everyone, whether it's like ASICS with the Dan Gable shoes or Cliff Keen with like the headgears. There isn't really a lot of like brand new companies coming out, but one that comes to mind is like Rudis, right? Did you ever take anything from at least watching their product journey and saying like, wow, they came out of nowhere, but they had a lot of street cred, right? Authenticity and what it is they were trying to do. And it was really well received.
Sure. You know, no, I think that's definitely something that I, you know, still continue to research to this day is how other people did it before, but also ways that I see that we can fill the gap. You know, how can we be better at the end of the day? So I think that's kind of how that would go.
One of the most exciting things, when did, you know, with Wyatt, when did that happen? Like the genesis, I got to think that some of these things can just be a no-brainer. Let's do this. And some probably take a longer time to put together. Like, when did that happen? Because obviously, he's been a part of, you know, just one of the most consequential moments in wrestling, right? And then he's got that backstory. It is the 4th of July, right? To have him be, yeah, you know, part of one of the service academies, Air Force Academy grad. I mean, there's so many things just coming in that are perfect.
No, absolutely. It's kind of funny how it all worked out. Me and my partner were basically talking, even before NCAAs, we already had samples of this USA shoe colorway mock-up going, and we were going to go all for it. And then he kept saying, like, hey, like, let's get Wyatt on. Like, let's really have him. Like, you know, he's Captain America for wrestling, you know? Right. And then, of course, after NCAAs, you know, he wins the national championship, you know, starts winning the Hodge. And that next week, after he won the title, maybe it was even a couple days later, I hit him up on Insta DM, asked if he'd be down to a call. I shoot him the idea, and he's like, I think we hit a home run. So then we just started from there.
Man, as like a person contemplating all of the business elements, it would have been nice to get him before NCAAs and get it all signed up. Because now, I mean, I don't know how it works, but I think this is it's a win-win for everybody. I think this is huge for him, too, as he's really coming into what is his career, right, and his notoriety. I think you bring as much to what it is that he has and can attain as vice versa. It's kind of like a perfect match, greater than the sum of the parts.
No, absolutely. You know, we have, you know, we're both kind of, you know, built on our faith. That's something we both share, and that's what we kind of want to, you know, pursue more within our brand. So, you know, just everything is clicking. So it's something that I'm truly grateful for right now.
Yeah, we're excited. The shoes. So we're going to have links up. We're going to have some pictures up at WGNradio.com for that as well. The shoes, you know, wrestlers can be particular. Obviously, you got a certain feel. You got things that you want to do. Like, how much time did it take to sort of get ones that were right for you? I know that the branding is obviously a big part of it. They look really cool. Again, like I said, we'll have pictures up. But just to kind of develop that, it's got to be kind of tough.
No, of course. It's like, you know, figuring out the sole, figuring out what types of materials. And, you know, we're always upgrading. We're always evolving. So one thing that's new on these is we're using actual real leather to help with the lasting durability of it. So, you know, it's all a work in progress. We're just not even a year old at this point, but, you know, we're moving quick. So
you're going to have, so I know limited supply and all of that, but people are excited about this. So they're dropping today, which is the 4th of July, or is it going to be like throughout the summer? Like, what's the time period where people can sort of get in on things and order them?
Yeah, no, today, 4th of July, it's going to be a great seller day. We actually have some more coming that we kind of are holding off on the website just in case people kind of can't get them on the first go around here. But yeah, no, I mean, we're really, really excited for it. And one of the things that we're actually super kind of motivated to also do this is we have a portion of the profits actually going to the War Memorial Foundation. So nice. Something that we're just adding more context and stuff to the shoe to make it more purposeful than just, you know, something aesthetic.
I love that. You're building in a higher purpose to it as well. And hopefully we'll see these on feet of everybody. Anybody that loves their country needs to get, and also loves wrestling, needs to get a pair of these shoes. What is next after this? You have, like, I know, like, Spencer Lee's a good, I mean, that's part of like what you're doing with the content. You get to hang out with a lot of these cool guys.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of wide open. I don't think it's been over maximized, and to have someone authentic in the space like yourself to work with seems like it would be a good fit.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think one thing that a lot of these top level guys are doing is that it's hard to remain so big on socials and be creating and, you know, getting out there online. But that's one thing that I truly love doing, you know, so it's like as we can collaborate with more and more people that, you know, that whatever makes sense. I mean, I think it's just great for both sides.
So funny. I just had an idea. If let's say you came up with like a Bo Bassett shoe, right, where you could be interchangeable with like the logos, you could just like pop them on, pop them off, whatever happens to be happening that week.
Sure. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
So Caden, give information where people get more information about the stuff that you're doing, all of the products, social media wise, where can people go?
Yeah, you can hit up my social medias at Caden Henschel or the shoe business. It's called CH Gear. So chgearwrestling.com. And we kind of keep that updated. And we got our shoes up selling on there. More products also to come in the future for wrestlers.
Caden Henschel, exciting to follow you along. And I know that that's one of the things I think all your fans to go along with you on that journey, whether it's through your faith, right, through certainly your wrestling and through all of the excitement for these new ventures. And so appreciate everything that you're doing for the sport and, of course, for jumping on the show today.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dane.
720 WGN high atop Chicago Skyline Studio overlooking Navy Pier, Lake Michigan, in a view that is almost second to none, but certainly second to the view that this legendary performer is going to have tonight. And millions of fans watching on PBS. So honored to have on the line legendary, award-winning, iconic, founding member of one of America's favorite groups as they get ready for an absolutely huge performance for a national audience as we celebrate our nation on the 4th of July. Otis Williams of the Temptations, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. You know, I need to hire you because you build that up so wonderfully well that we need to put you on our payroll.
Otis, come on, man. When you get to be where you are in your career and in life, you know, your business card is like one of those checks from like a sweepstakes, right? It's so big. There's just so much. We left a lot out. But performing on the West Lawn of the Capitol for America's birthday, you know, as a guy who's been everywhere and done so much, what goes through your mind when you step onto that particular stage with the flag waving and the fireworks in the sky?
Well, you know, as always, you know, when we are presented, we always go out there to try and do our very best, you know, regardless of who, where it is. When they come to see the Temptations, we want to be known for what we are known for, putting on a good show, even though we're only doing, you know, three songs. But we want to always put our best foot forward in performing and doing, you know, what the Temps are known for.
So Motown and the Temptations, I got to say, you know, your music is really as all American as it gets, but do the Temptations, do you guys try and give a Motown twist to a patriotic celebration like this? You want to bring what it is that you do, but you want to make it patriotic at the same time.
Well, I think the thing will be true to who we are, the Temptations, but we will definitely acknowledge that this is our country. We're here performing for all the wonderful people that have supported us throughout our years of being here. And so we go out there with that purpose in mind of trying to put on the best show that we can put on for the three songs that we're doing, you know. So it's always in keeping of what we're known for and what our fans have come to know and love of the Temptations.
You talk about the fans that you have, you personally and musically representing generations of music lovers. What's it like to see, you know, families, kids, senior citizens, grandparents, just absolutely everybody enjoying the music and singing along with My Girl on the 4th of July? What's that like, right? You know, when you first came up, you had a lot of kids, that younger generation. Now it's everyone.
Yeah, you know, you're right, because last year we were performing on some one-nighters, and Derek, my road manager, said, Otis, I want you to see this. He took me in. This father had his little son. I guess he had to be around by like 5 or 6 years old. He's playing with a little toy, and they were waiting to get in to see the show. And he said, dee da dee da doo dee dee doo da. I said, wow, he's singing My Girl. The father said, I'm teaching my son great music right now. I got him the ticket and had them to come on in to see the show. When you have a parent that's teaching your son or their son or whatever at that time, 5 years old, and he's singing My Girl, and now it is when we better never take My Girl out of the show. We'd probably get called every name except the Temptation. That song has become so mainstream with us that it is, I tell the guys, we can never take out My Girl. Now, we alternate a lot of different songs because we can have a catalog as such, but that's one song that have to be in the show right now forever.
What is the secret sauce, Otis, to the success of the Temptations? Obviously, perseverance, passion, fan base, connecting with people. Everybody that gets into the entertainment business, you know, wants to be successful forever, but you guys have done it. It's tough to do.
Well, you know, see, that's the blessing of being at Motown Records. See, Motown have what no other company ever had. We had to go to school. And I tell that to our audience because they had a division called Artist Development. Supremes, Four Tops, Smoking America's, Chimps, any of their top caliber artists, we had to go to school. And by that, I mean we were taught about being in show business. Barry had hired some wonderful thespians that would teach us about how to carry ourselves, certain songs to sing, and just have the right kind of projection. And no other company has done such. And that's part and parcel of the blessings of us and all the other Motown acts that went to Artist Development. That's why we've been able to be around as long as we have been, because we went to school, not only just for the hits, but have the right presentation when you had come out on stage to perform for people. So that has helped us greatly.
Yeah, Motown has been bringing people together forever, right? And that music is just as beloved now as it ever was. Now, you said before that music is healing and it brings people together. The 4th of July is a unique holiday. Everybody celebrates it. Everybody in the country comes together for it. What's your hope as far as bringing people together when America watches this year's Capitol 4th and hears the Temptations?
Well, my hope is always some kind of peace of mind. And, you know, it, the world we live in, you know, we just catching so many different negative vibes and to survive this and that. But we try to always let people know, enjoy life. Enjoy for whatever amount of time that we have, enjoy it. Enjoy life, because we're living in some tenuous times. So we always go out there to try and help alleviate some of the pressures and the woes that we're going through. And music is such a great form of doing that, and I've seen that. And so we always go out there with that dedication and that purpose.
You mentioned, you know, the traditions. People love the Temptations, the traditions you bring. You mentioned you got to be the Temps. But out there, there's going to be a lot of red, white, and blue in the crowd. Do you guys coordinate your outfits with the fireworks or the shows? Are you going to bring your own sparkle? Is there anything, you know, you can sort of tease or share that's coming up tonight?
Well, we don't have anything red, white, and blue, you know, that we will bring on. But we still will and do what we can do for the three songs that we have to do. And that's our purpose. Always try and put on a great presentation, because that's what we're known for. That's what we'll go out and do. And stay true to who we are and what we've been doing for over 60 years.
One of the last things, and people have been texting in, and they want to know, I mean, other than obviously performing on a national broadcast and everything, but growing up, the 4th of July, how did Otis Williams celebrate the 4th of July? Any family memories, maybe traditions like cookouts, maybe fireworks, anything that you guys do or love to do on the holiday through the years?
Well, you know, when luckily, in the sense that we'll be together for this 4th of July, but when we're off and we're not working, everybody, they be with their family and just enjoying the celebration of the 4th of July. I think this is our second, about our third time of doing this. And we were so knocked out that when they called us to do it again, you know, that was wonderful to do. But when we're not working, everybody spend time with their families, barbecue and eating and enjoying. So we become just like everybody else. When we're off and we're family, we celebrate.
Yeah, you're going to celebrate. People are going to be celebrating while watching you tonight on PBS at Capitol 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. right here in Chicago. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. And for you and the Temptations, people here in Chicago, all over the country, are going to see the show and say, I need to see the Temptations again, I need to see them live. I need to see them here in my town. Where can people go to get more information about you guys coming up, performances, and the latest going on with the Temptations?
Now that the internet is so effective, they can go on the internet and look up where the Temps are going to be, the real Temps, because, you know, I must say we have a lot of phonies out there that's trading on my name, but they can't find out what the real Temptations are doing and where we are.
If they say it's the sincerest form of flattery, but you want the real deal, the original article, Otis Williams and the Temptations. And Otis, thanks so much for everything you're doing, that you've done for music, for the country, and for everyone. And thanks for jumping on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.